Many Colorado restaurants are looking to their insurance companies to help them cover government-ordered closures due to COVID-19, but they aren't getting much help. Free Range Kitchen in Basalt has a rustic hip vibe, with its dark mahogany tables and vintage bulbs that dangle from the ceiling. For Robin and Steve Humble, opening their own restaurant after decades in the local food and wine scene was a dream come true. But Steve Humble says this dream has felt more like a nightmare now that they're limited to takeout only.
We have a couple that work in our kitchen and they work together every night and there's just not enough work right now. So I had to look at them and say, listen, I can only employ one of you right now and the other one I can't employ and I'm so sorry.
Like many restaurant owners, the Humbles have business interruption insurance. It's a type of property insurance that typically covers income loss to an event, like a fire or a storm.
I think all of us put a call out to our insurance companies to say, okay, how does my business interruption policy work? When does it kick in? How much does it pay out?
A few days later, Steve Humble heard back from the insurance company, saying his claim was not valid. The email included a copy of the Humble's policy.
They sent me a 134-page document, and they highlighted two words, and it was the word virus two times. It didn't say infection, it didn't say pandemic, it didn't say anything.
In 2006, insurance companies across the country added an exclusion to their policies for loss due to virus or bacteria. The exclusion was created in response to previous viral outbreaks, including the SARS epidemic in 2003.
So right now I'm in big trouble.
That's local chef Rob Mobilian. He owns Pinion's restaurant in Aspen, and it's completely closed. He says he didn't get a chance to file a claim with his insurance company.
And they sent me a letter just explaining, if you think you're going to try to make a claim on this, it's not going to work because we're not going to cover you.
Mobilian calculates that he's paid over $420,000 in insurance premiums in the last 32 years. He says he's never made a claim.
They have it just so figured out that anything that happens to you, they're not going to pay, but you just keep making that payment every month.
Carol Walker is the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Association. They represent business insurance companies in Colorado.
We realize businesses are struggling through the restaurant shutdown during this extraordinary situation.
She says restaurant owners need to understand what their policy does and does not cover.
Business interruption coverage is generally tied to a specific cause of loss or physical damage that results in businesses' inability to do business. And property policies typically exclude closure due to a virus or bacteria.
New York-based attorney Finley Harkam is a national expert on business interruption insurance. He agrees that business owners need to understand their contracts, but he also says that property policies can be ambiguous.
If it's not clear, the policyholder is supposed to get the benefit of the doubt.
Harkam says states including New Jersey, Ohio, and New York are considering bills that would force insurers to pay for business interruption losses.
This problem is affecting the entire country. And unfortunately, the insurance industry is going to be even more defensive than ever.
This leaves local restaurants looking to their community for support. The Basalt Chamber of Commerce is now part of the Save Small Business Coalition. It's a national group working on a solution for small businesses and the insurance industry.
I mean, they seem to get on it so quickly.
Robin Humble says they're grateful for the local support. And she says they're not letting insurance companies off the hook.
If in this current situation, they choose to turn their backs on their customers 100%, then that's a serious issue.
For now, the Humbles and other local restaurant owners are just hoping to get back to business as usual. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.